However you want to do it, man.
I have hit the magic button, and we're on with Paul Zachary. Tell me your exact title, Paul. I think of you as the street traffic engineering guy, but I'm sure there's a formal way to say that.
Well, I serve as the city engineer for the city of Tulsa.
There you go, city engineer. That's so simple. Why don't I just go with that? So thank you. So thank you for calling me back. I appreciate it. So let me tell the genesis of this call. So
okay.
I had a call and a couple emails from a gentleman yesterday. He doesn't want me to bring his name into it. That's fine. He works and or owns a business somewhere there in the 15th and Lewis area. He's number one perturbed at the fact that, you know, we're going over the original time frame for this project, which I don't think you'll argue with, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So part two was, he said, and would you believe, and I'm paraphrasing him, would you believe that they're going to take Lewis down to one lane in each direction, and they're building this median in the middle of the road because the railroad wants them to? So I said, document that for me. One of his coworkers apparently had called 311, filed a, complaint, question, whatever. And this is what he got back from the city. And they sent this to me, and I'm taking his word for it that this is how it came through. It said, hello. It gives the number, said it was closed on 115, no further action required. Could you grab that? Thank you. It says, Inspector Robert O., citizen is upset with design of the bottleneck on an arterial street, advised was built to design /RR request, please close. The end. So basically what he's saying is it's going to be down to one lane in each direction because the railroad wants it that way, and none of that sounded like it made sense to me, and that's why I'm calling you.
Well, very good. Well, the improvements on Lewis from 11th to 21st Street were approved in our latest funding package to do the improvements. We did a study with it's called a multimodal level of service, and we looked at what can we do, because we get a lot of complaints about our narrow four-lane, you know, mid-city miles. And one of the solutions we've talked about, our buses have an issue, trucks have an issue. We want to make sure if we change those lane configurations, what effect it will have. Well, then Planet Tulsa came along and it planned, hey, this 11th and the Mother Road and with Route 66, it's going to be redeveloping. It's going to be a Main Street type redevelopment. It's going to be very pedestrian oriented. So in our study and what we went out with to the public with was, it looks like the data showed that in between like 11th and basically the railroad track, we could go down to what we'll call it a three-lane section, which is two lanes, one lane in each direction, a left turn lane if needed, and then also parking on parallel parking along the side of Lewis, which is a new thing. Very similar to what's on Brookside as far as parking and pedestrian, but not the four lanes. So we're carrying three lanes up from the 11th and Lewis intersection up to about the railroad, and then we're transitioning back to four lane because we want the four lane to be around the Broken Arrow Expressway entrance and exits. We want to maximize ingress and egress off the highways, and then going further north, go back to the narrow four-lane section, literally just because the number of driveways and the entrances and exits that we have, that we really, it showed that really the four-lane was what was needed. As part of that project, we're also in the 15th and Lewis intersection. If you remember, I don't know how many times you've pulled up to an intersection and you get that, you know, verboten, no left turn, and you're sitting there and you're stuck behind somebody that's going to make that left turn. We're actually improving the intersection to have dedicated left turn lanes in all directions, which was also a big thing we heard from all the neighboring businesses, is you're hurting me with this corner without having to do that. So that work is going on. So we're hoping, and right now the latest estimate to be complete with this all the way to 21st Street is April. That is longer than what we'd originally anticipated, and we don't like that, but at the same time, going back to the railroad. The railroad, we've meshed with a safety program that they're doing, and they don't like having that third lane going through through across the railroad crossings. So by their standards, which we have no issue with, that's the median. And in that median, we will have another arm that's going to shut down, and that's based upon the railroad standards. So when somebody just said that's what the railroad wants to do, we don't hide behind that. It's a matter of lane configurations. They don't want people driving around, and striping in the case of a railroad is not enough. It's a real safety issue, so that's why we actually build a physical barrier like the median. And that's why the genesis of the median, it wasn't, you know, we're not a victim of something the railroad wants to do. It's based upon the road configuration and the lane configuration that we're having going north. We needed to do it that way. So we are in a lot of growth pain right now, and I'm just, you know, drove the road again today. It's one lane in each direction. We've right now the lanes are narrow, but we're rebuilding this road, and it hasn't been touched in years and years. And the implementation of a Planet Tulsa type development up there, up by the Mother Road, we're going to have two additional crossings, pedestrian crossings. We'll be installing the rapid flash beacons. And it's really going to become a vehicle but a pedestrian-oriented area. And we're actually going to be dropping the speed limits up in the vicinity around the redevelopment. It's going up there to 25 miles an hour, similar to like what we've done on Brookside, and then it'll speed up on the other side of the intersection. But it's really the construction is very much a problem, and I understand that. But there's no other time or way to be able to do it. So we want to do it right now. We're reconstructing the street. The intersections are going to be improved. And we regret the delays that we've had with railroads, utilities, et cetera. But in these crowded right-of-ways like this, we often experience and find utilities that were never discovered beforehand and just have to be encountered. And we really don't want to shut down the road completely. That's one of the things that we've just done as a city, is we're never going to shut down fully some of these urban arterials like this, like what we can do maybe out south or way out east or west. But in the heart of the city, you know, it would be a lot faster for us if we could construct all four lanes. But just due to the amount of ingress and egress, we've always had to maintain at least one lane open. And it's just a constricted construction area, but we are trying to make it the best we can for the adjacent property owners and the businesses, and we're going to work through this, and we look forward to this one being complete, and it's going to be a beautiful road one of these days. Right now we're just having to punch through doing this work in really a confined workspace.
All righty. So that's a lot to digest. And
sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm trying to figure out if I actually can regurgitate any of that in a meaningful way. So, but let me start with from 11th Street, I'm moving south down Lewis. I've got two lanes in each direction.
Have one lane in each direction.
I will have one lane at 11th. North or
as you get to the intersection. Just as you get south, yes.
Just south of 11th. Right. So I start at 2, but I quickly go to one lane just south of 11th Street. All right. I continue south, and it's still one lane in each direction, but with a center lane?
Yes, sir. It's going to have a left turn lane, and that's what I need, Russell. I need is if we can do the one lane in each direction and then the additional parking, and I'm going to get a drawing. They were sending me the striping plan, and they were doing that while I was getting ready to call you, and I can look at that. But we're supposed to have, there's going to be a center turn lane and one lane in each direction is the plan. And we're also going to try to fit in some parallel parking, but I think it's only like 8 spaces. So that's really not a major part of it. But the narrowness of the roadway, it facilitated that, and it's actually going to be safer for the pedestrians if we're just having a one lane in each direction for them to cross, and we're going that way.
Okay. So then we get over the railroad tracks, we continue south, and
you'll start transitioning to a four lane.
So around, say, 13th?
Is the railroad track, I'm sorry, is it in between 12th and 13th?
It is between 12th and 12th place.
Okay, so basically at 12th place, after that median, we will start transitioning back to four-lane, and I believe at 13th, we will have our full four-lane section.
Okay, which gets us to the BA.
Exactly.
And then as we continue south towards 15th, still four?
Yes, it will be four. And then at 15th Street, at the intersection, we will now have left turn lanes in all directions. So no left turn signs, like as you approach it, you know, from the east or
right.
from the west. So
that'll be nice.
Okay, yes, sir,
so then going south from 15th, we're still at four lanes. We're still at two and
yes, sir. We're going to be we'll be four lanes all the way south to 21st Street.
Okay. And then what I guess 21st Street's the end of the project.
Yes, sir, it is.
So just, south of that's going to stay what it is now, which is four lanes.
Exactly.
Okay. So really, the only area that's really changing is right up there by Old Route 66. From there to about 13th Street is the only part that's really going to see a change as far
actually,
as lane structure.
The railroad, because after the railroad, that's when we're going to widen back out
right,
to four
right.
lanes. So we will have a full four lane before we ever get there so that we can have those folks that are going south and heading east and the left turn lane that we have to get, you know, at all that activity to get onto the Broken Arrow Expressway is going to be back just as it was before we did the construction.
All right. So I guess the only other question I'd have about all that is, you know, going from two lanes to one lane to back to two, is that going to confuse people? Do you expect to see traffic snags there? Or do you think having the left turn lanes there at that intersection, which weren't there before, is going to actually make it traffic flow a little bit more smoothly?
Well, at 15th Street, we've shown a great improvement. And whenever we do our multimodal, what level of service studies, we look at what is the level of service provided to vehicles, pedestrians, and bicycles. And what we saw was based upon the traffic counts and the projected traffic counts and the type of businesses, the businesses are definitely going pedestrian-oriented, and that was the group that could not function on the sidewalks that have been out there. If you've been out to the Mother Road, there's tripping hazards, the sidewalks are in poor condition. You know, you're crossing, you're kind of in the intersection. It's a dangerous intersection, and we've got to retrain the folks as we get these pedestrian-oriented businesses in place. They must be made aware that there's pedestrians there, and it's really changing of behaviors as we do this. So that's why we're going to be doing like some mid-block crosswalks with flashing, the rapid flashing beacons. We're improving the crosswalk areas so that the traveling public and the vehicles are going to know. And I think it's not going to be a steep learning curve. They've done very well on Riverside, the way our signage has gone out there. It's not a difficult thing, and I am encouraged by how it's looking and just watching how it's going to go. We're all anxious to, we've been leaving at four lane during construction as much as possible. We striped it that way with temporary striping just to allow our contractor, if he needed to close down one side or whatever, but we're going to just watch it. And one of the things, whenever we do these road diets, we will monitor the situation. And if there are snags or if there are issues or if there's confusion with the site, we'll come back out and do it. We have modeled it the best we can. But I tell you, with the redevelopment that's going on just on the four corners of 11th and Lewis, the dynamic is going to change in that neighborhood, in that area. And we will probably be looking at all four legs of that intersection, you know, getting the additional pedestrian signs out to advise the vehicular traffic and the drivers, be aware of the pedestrians and be aware. So the neighborhood is going under a change, and it's really been a good thing for us to be able to have this capital project on the public side to match up with the private investment that's going in on these corners. And I'm glad that they're not happening absent our improvements, but we're actually able to dovetail some of our improvements together. And it's really working out well. It's just taken a little bit longer than what we thought, but we want to get it right.
Right. And now I understand that the contractor could potentially face penalties for being late, but that all gets assessed and figured out after the project's complete. Is that right?
Yes, sir. What we do is we require schedules on all our projects and we update them monthly. So the contractor has some time due to hitting utilities that were not anticipated, having to wait on the railroad permits and be able to work around the railroad. There's several things that have happened. And yes, we have what we call liquidated damages on projects that for every day that they're late, they pay. But what we do is we look at all the project, all the issues. And if the contractor's due time, it's outside of his control that he couldn't work due to the railroad saying he couldn't, or we had a
weather,
grand opening day.
Wrecks, stuff that's beyond his control.
Oh, yeah. Anything like that, he's due the time. But we try to set the time to minimize the time that the contractor's out here. And they've done an excellent effort in doing that. It's just, anybody that drives it and sees it, you'll see it's a very confined workspace, and they're doing their best with the limited space that we can give them without closing Lewis. So that's it's just a tough job. All these urban arterials are, you know, and also we're getting ready to start on Cherry Street. So,
right. So Katie, bar the door, because that's going to be a thing.
That's right. You can say your prayers on that one. But, you know, it's coordination of the farmer's market, and, you know, we know that these road construction projects adversely impact the property owners and adjacent businesses, and we try to minimize that. And, you know, it's just a 12-month, 10-month, 14-month time frame that they're impacted. But, boy, after, once it's open, this is going to be a beautiful roadway, and we're looking forward to that day.
All right, sir. Listen, I've taken up plenty of your time. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, I just, you know, we're, if the gentleman or if the business, if they want to go back around and he wants to talk, I'll be happy to meet with him and talk with him and see what we can do. I mean, if we've created something like by that median is a little bit further than, you know, it'd make it easier for his business or his driveway to cut that back a little bit. We'll do that kind of stuff all day long, and we do those kind of things. So if he wants to talk, there's no retribution. We want to get it right. So if he wants to talk to somebody, he can sure reach out to me.
Okay. I'll give him your office number, not your cell. How's that?
That would be preferred, sir.
I'm sure it would. All right, Paul, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, sir. All right. All right. Very good.
Bye.